If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
It's High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network and our website, newtrashcity.com, which will be changing soon, actually. Big news. Next week.
Didn't you guys talk about that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, well, I have a lot of things on my plate, Chris.
Lines don't count.
The Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. The Reddit subreddit is reddit.com/r/HighSocietyRadio. Go there and talk about things, and then we'll bring it up on this show. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Shawnee.
Chris from Brooklyn.
That's it. That's the three of us. We're High Society Radio, a.k.a. Degentrification X, a.k.a. Guy Society Radio, a.k.a. three guys were most likely gay together?
I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
I was wrong about that? Oh, yeah. Damn it.
I'll go with the flow, whatever.
Well, all right. Thank you, Johnny.
Does it help the ratings?
I don't think there are ratings. We're making a podcast.
I think we're number one in my book.
Number one, baby. And that book?
Arbitron book?
That book is Dude Monthly. Your monthly fill of dudes. Good God. All right. It's High Society Radio. We're recording this on a Monday night. It's the only night all three of us could be here together forever. And Bronx Johnny, one thing. How's your fantasy football? Because I'm going to bring this up every
goddamn
week.
How was your Sunday?
Yo, it actually wasn't that bad. I got tonight, Monday night game. I got Nick Foles and T.Y. Hilton. I just need 30 points.
You just That's need 30 points.
I sat Jay Cutler, which was intelligent. If going you against the Niners?
If you would have started Jay Cutler, you would have
won. I would have fucking won. I would have just rested. He's like, T.Y., do whatever you like. But nah, I need at least, I guess, what, two TDs and a 100-yard game. That's not asking for a lot.
What, against the Colts?
Yeah. Oh, no. I need T.Y. to get that on the Eagles. They don't have a good secondary. And I need Foles to,
you
like,
need Foles to blow up. No interceptions, four touchdowns, thrown for 500 yards.
Jesus,
yo, need.
If I got that shit, I take next week off.
No, you
Too
can't
bad
do
it
that.
Doesn't roll over. Yeah, I know.
No, there's no.
That'd
there's
be
no,
nice.
There's no rollover points. This isn't T-Mobile, Johnny. This is fantasy football, baby. Come on, Daddy.
Shout out to Johnny Manziel. Had a hell of a game on Sunday. Handed it off twice.
I like it. That's my man, Johnny. Nuts. Football. He's getting into the swing of things.
I think he fucking rolled up a $5 bill yesterday in the locker room. Like, yeah, boys. Did you see that handoff?
You think he's just
Money.
Railing?
Hell yeah.
You think he's just getting that fat rails?
Fucking Adrian Peterson's coming back.
Yeah, that's so. On Friday, we found out that, Adrian Peterson got in trouble for hitting his kid in the ass with a switch. And he caused balls, too, a couple times.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
That's
Damn.
Fucked up. He should have been suspended for that. He hit him in his balls?
By mistake. He wasn't aiming for the balls. But
still. I don't think you ever do, but what is he hitting him? Front side as opposed to back side?
On Friday night, when it broke, I figured, all right, Adrian Peterson, done for the year. Done. Just probably getting fired, basically.
Because he hit his kid?
In the wake of this Ray Rice thing where he...
Yeah, you can't even do a dumb shit, okay. Man.
Yeah. That's the reason I said, after Ray Rice, yeah, he's done. Adrian Peterson, he's out. But we've heard here on Monday night that he's going to be playing next Sunday.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think you learned this lesson.
It's a little different spanking your kid on the ass and maybe grazing a ball.
No, but the cops arrested him. He got busted for child abuse.
Yeah, I'm sure he lives in like a rich white neighborhood, right?
No, he lives in Texas or something. But
so a black guy got arrested in Texas for beating his kid?
Mm-hmm.
But everybody beats their kid in Texas.
I know. It's weird, right? Yeah, I think
they also execute retards.
There was
Jesus Christ, man.
There was like a differentiation of what the actual charge was, because like in Texas, you are allowed to like hit your kids.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that. The way he did it, plus he's like a big ass pro athlete, and the kid's only four. He kind of overdid it there. Smack him in the back of the head, whatever, put him time out. But
I think it would be worse for a professional athlete to smack a child in the back of the head than smack him on the ass.
With a switch, dude, that's a big AP is like what, 238? He's a brolic motherfucker, man.
A switch is a malleable piece of
twig. Nah, man.
It's the further end of the branch that's still
but
soft.
He took the leaves off, but he left the branches on because there's abrasions and shit. If it's a regular switch, you ain't gonna get abrasions like that, dude.
So better than a belt.
I don't know about that. Because you can get sick off, if the twig is dirty or whatever, you can get fucking sick off
well,
that shit.
Well, Peterson, when the cops talked to him, he was like, yeah, I didn't do anything wrong. I got hit with a switch when I was kid. Like, he was just defending himself. Like, he was like, listen, there's nothing wrong here. I knew the kid had a doctor's appointment, like, the next day or the next week.
Yeah, he didn't plan that one out too well.
No, he was like, look, if I thought I did anything wrong, I wouldn't have let him go to the doctor.
That's true. You can't really put ignorance on
I can't
that,
believe he's only out a week. It might be different later on.
You would have given him what, 10 weeks?
I'm just, no. I mean, look, it's how he raises his kid. I'm sure the kid's going to grow up better than anyone we know.
Probably,
his dad being Adrian Peterson. But with the NFL, under all the fire they are now, and Roger Goodell gang hammered because of Ray Rice, I didn't see this happening, him playing the next week.
Yeah.
But I do think it's a fundamentally... Close fist punching a woman in the face is not the same as spanking a kid in the ass in Texas. It's just, they're completely different things.
You just seem to be stuck on the fact that it happened in Texas, though.
Well, no. I mean, it's we just talked about the fact that it's legal to spank your kids in Texas.
Yeah, spank, but not beat them with a fucking twig.
You clearly didn't beat them. Is the kid walking?
I don't know, man. He had some badass, but he got hit in the nuts. Like, that's
Yeah, sometimes you get grazed in the nuts. It happens.
You're not at four, though, dude. That shouldn't be happening. I feel bad.
Oh, the kid was only four?
Yeah.
That's a little more fucked up.
And then the worst shit about his AP was his stepson last year fucking died. Had nothing to do with it, really.
I think it was a kid that he said wasn't his for a long time. It turned out it was.
Yeah, there you go.
He's got a lot of kids by a bunch of different women.
Yeah, look, Adrian Peterson gets that dick around.
AP likes to get around. I don't blame him. He's Adrian Peterson.
Is he beating all the kids or just this one? Because then it seems like maybe this kid fucked up.
What the kid did was he knocked over his 5-year-old brother off of like a video game. He was playing some like race war. No, it was not a race war. He was playing a motorcycle video game, and the 4-year-old knocked the 5-year-old off the game.
Damn, AP takes his gaming seriously, son. Fucking beat him with a switch for that. Damn.
You know how it is though. Little kids are assholes. You don't know how many times he was like, "Stop fucking around with that damn video game. I'm going to go outside and beat you with a switch like I used to get when I was a kid." The kid did that shit one more time, and he got beat with a switch.
Maybe he tested him. I don't know, but damn. Because they have pictures up and shit. It's pretty bad.
All right. Stanley, you met my father while he was still alive, right?
Yes, I did.
He was an elderly, feeble gentleman. He was an older gentleman.
He was an older dude, yeah.
Yeah, but he was in his mid-50s. He was in his late 50s when I was 5 years old. He definitely whooped my ass once or twice for... overstepping my bounds.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with giving a kid a good whooping every once in a while, but you gotta age that shit out. Like, after 5, yeah, you know, whatever, do it correctly, do it. But, like, from the ages of, like, 1 to 5, you gotta explain shit to them. You can punish them, but you gotta, like, not fucking hit them. That's kind of young. You can do some real damage.
Psychological damage or physical damage?
Psychological and fucking physical.
Damn. I mean, there's arguments saying that you could do that up until a kid's, like, 15.
Nah, well, like in my house, my grandma, I'm pretty sure, would still take anybody out if she fucking wanted to. Like, I don't mouth off to my grandma. I'll mouth off to anybody else. My grandma says something, I'm shutting the fuck up. Because my grandma will fucking chin check me.
That's because you're not some disrespectful little dick like AP's kid.
Oh, apparently not. Jesus
Christ. When I was 13, my grandmother swung a closed fist at me. She missed, though. I laughed at her because she missed.
Oh, you're a piece of shit. How you gonna laugh at your grandma for missing? Why was she gonna clock you, though? For no reason?
I went to see Jurassic Park, The Lost World. I was either 12 or 13 when that came out.
Uh-huh.
And the movie started really late because there was a line around the block. So she decided I was lying when I got home an hour and a half late. took a swing at me and missed.
Sounds like it wasn't the first time she thought you were lying or caught you lying, though.
Well, that time I wasn't lying.
If you burn them bridges, you got no fucking credibility.
Hold on.
You have it coming, son. Catch me on the chin.
All right. So your Sunday was good, though?
It's more or less. It's depending on my Monday right now, son. It fucking sucks. This shit is terrible.
So now it's ruining your Sunday and your Monday. But how was your Thursday?
I didn't think I had anybody playing Thursday. I was fine on that. Had a good Madden game. That was fun. Hey, shit. I'm getting better at it.
Oh, they took Ray Rice out of the new Madden,
yeah,
right?
That shit was fucking hysterical.
They put him into WWE 2K15.
They might. Yo, fucking. I think Michael Sam's supposed to be on Raw tonight, too.
Is he actually going to show
up? Hell no. He got a job already.
No, that was last week. They had invited him, but they replaced for the season finale of Raw, and they replaced him with Jerry Springer.
I don't get how Raw has a season finale, but it continues. You can't really have a season finale if you're ongoing, right?
I mean, I guess they could just call it whatever they want.
That's kind of
stupid. That's probably when their new pay cycle starts. You know what I mean? They have a payment deal with the network.
Yeah, that network should. It's getting slightly better, I think, because they went worldwide now.
Oh, I meant USA Network.
Oh.
But what should we talk about here?
Whatever you like, son.
All right. We talked about this while we were drinking a couple weeks ago, but we never brought it to the show. My recent obsession with Otherkin.
Yeah. You're a creepy motherfucker for that one.
I mean, for people who don't know what Otherkin are, or people who don't, kind of like transgenders who don't, like, that don't identify as a man or a woman, they don't identify as people. They think their feelings...
You better off just saying it's people than transgender, though.
Well, I mean, they use the pronoun thing, you know, how transgender people who don't identify as man or woman,
yeah.
There are some, like, genderqueer people.
I got what you're saying,
all
right.
Agender, there's so many, I can't keep track of all the words for these things. But they all have their own pronouns that they use. Some of them like to be called, instead of her, zer. Some of them as a singular, since they don't like male or female pronouns, they like to be called they or them, even though it's one person.
If you're saying they or them,
instead of him, them.
I guess it depends on the person, or you're not like fucking devaluing them, I guess, right? Because they're asking you to tell them that?
I guess.
It's fucking weird, though, because, like, come on.
You're talking about but that's what I'm saying. This is even weirder. These are people who think that it's okay. They have pronouns that say that they're dragons. They think they're dragons.
Yeah, you told me that before.
It's
that
ridiculous.
Really
I was reading a blog post of people who, this kid who thought that his parents, he said, my parents are literally, don't understand that I'm starving to death because they won't let me eat their diamond rings.
Yeah, that's fucking insane.
Yeah, I made that. That was my blog
post. your other kin?
Yeah, I'm other kin.
Dragon kin?
I'm a dragon and I'm
bunny kin?
A mentor and
a bunch of shit, right?
A fawn.
Who are your headmates? Do you know what headmates are?
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, those guys that blow me all the time. It's great.
Jesus,
that's not what these guys say it is, Stanley.
Nah, this other kin shit, you really wrapped it. I figured this was gonna happen to you where you like wrapped it. Now you got new words for how long? You still on that shit, right?
Of course I am.
God damn, dude.
It is so fascinating to me that it all comes from... It's fascinating that it all comes from people saying, like, you could just identify as... I've seen people on, like, random blogs saying that, like, a black lady being like, no, I'm just white. I want people to address me as a white person.
But that's
because
just
that's how
she fucking
feels.
With her. That's not...
No!
Really feels yes. like that, huh?
And
wow.
I think the dragons are more out there. People who think that they need to... it should be acknowledged that Loki lives in their head.
I don't know.
Doctor Who?
Thinking about it, I think...
Again, these are just all my blogs. You should just be asking me about it.
You do a lot of time blogging.
Yeah, Loki and Doctor Who live inside... The good doctor, as I call him.
He's
the good doctor.
You?
Oh, yeah.
Beta fag.
We're gonna get so much shit on the internet. You can't shit on Doctor Who. It's an internet-based program.
I watched some of it. I can't get... It's too many fucking seasons of it. It's like, how many doctors were there? Like,
it's going
nine?
Back to, like, the 50s, right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. The villains are all right on that shit, but... Like, they keep changing doctors. They'll let the dude die on the show. Like, kill that shit already.
No, like, the guy, like, keeps getting reincarnated in different bodies or something. I think that's how it works.
Mm.
I don't know, dude. I know if this show's going to continue, you guys better start watching Doctor Who. I'm going to be really pissed.
Shut the fuck up,
I thought
you
never
man.
Watched it.
I watch it all the time.
You're a Whovian?
You said 3 weeks ago on this show that you never watched Doctor Who.
What show did I say that on?
The show that was me and you when Johnny wasn't here.
Probably.
Johnny, don't believe him, okay?
I know a little bit of Doctor. I saw, like, one season. I was like, all right, it's cool.
You watched a full season of that shit?
It's on BBC. That when I didn't have regular channels, BBC was like
Cinemax. You trying to get smart?
A little bit.
Watching BBC.
They had some fucking words. That was a nice.
Well, not even BBC America, just BBC.
Gordon Ramsay shows the shit on it. It's a lot better than the American version.
Yeah, well, you would say that.
It is,
hipster.
Though. Yeah, it's not being a hipster.
You don't want to get degentrification X, right? Fucking hipster.
Throw
watching.
Break through my window, yeah. And shit with a fucking newspaper's covering. Yeah, go ahead.
None of your damn British shows in here. Go watch Downton Abbey in your own neighborhood.
I can't watch that shit. I didn't even give it a look. I don't understand that colonial shit, and I'm pretty sure they had slaves, so I'm not with that.
No, just the help. I don't think they had slaves. They just had, you know, like butlers.
Where were they based on? What time?
I think it's
ever?
Like around like World War One or right before
they
World War
One. They probably had slaves, bro. And they were going to, like, freak carny shows. They had, like, mental kids and people with, like, diseases and shit.
See,
and just...
you've never seen the show. You're making up what happens on it.
I'm pretty sure that's what goes
He's
down,
He's confusing
right?
it with that show Carnival on HBO from back in the day.
I gotta check that shit out. It's on HBO Go. I gotta check that shit
Is
out.
Is it?
Yeah, wow. I'm gonna check that shit out.
Let me get your HBO Go password, bro.
I got you, son.
I have an HBO Go password.
Let me get one.
You have one.
No,
don't sell my shit online,
I cancel HBO, so I can...
How are you gonna watch Game of Thrones?
When it comes back, I get it again. Like,
son.
I go get Red Zone on the NFL Network.
Ah.
Only during the NFL season, I cancel it.
That's fucking smart.
Right?
That's very
How
smart.
How much do you really save doing that?
Like...
Well, Red Zone is expensive, right?
It's like $10.
It's not good. It's not too bad. If you can stretch it out that long, it's
so,
not too bad.
All right. How many hours do you spend on the phone with a cable company a year, and how much money do you save?
It's quick, actually. It's like, you know, 10 minutes on with Time Warner.
Yeah, if you want to add shit, they're very fucking fast.
Yeah,
if you
want to
lose shit, though, it's like 40 minutes.
Yeah, they'll lie to you and say, oh, well, actually, your bill won't go down. Well, it is going to go down, you crazy person. Kiss my ass, Time Warner Cable. Kiss my ass and suck on it. Right, Johnny?
Yeah, son. Give him a show.
I guess, or make him come.
They actually finally stopped calling me and asking me if I would get cable, because I haven't had cable for 8 years.
Yeah, I am front. You one of the rare people that can actually pull that shit off. I think you were one of the first people to like, just live off the internet.
I didn't have cable for a long time.
But you had like your stream services and shit,
yeah,
right?
I had Netflix, but I never really even really used it because I didn't. I only used my internet and I just downloaded movies.
It was a lot easier to BitTorrent back then, though. I actually just got my cable shut off last week.
What?
My internet shut off for a day.
Damn, son,
because
you're
of
a
fucking
derelict,
because of Louis C.K. Because I torrented an episode of Louis.
Oh,
I forgot to
you.
Delete it.
They gave you the that.
Now
that
I
reason?
Seem to recall paying for a special on louisck.com and receiving an email saying that he would never prosecute BitTorrent. So I'm calling shenanigans on that ginger son of a bitch.
Calling out Louis C.K.
I am calling
stealing
out Louis
for
C.K.
the man. Fuck, he
well,
might
it's
need
probably
the money,
Time
bro.
Warner, not Louis.
Damn, I didn't even know they were going hard at you like that. Yeah. That's crazy. So they took it away for a day.
I actually just had to call them, and they were like, well, don't do that again. And I was like, it wasn't me. I don't know. Nobody else lives here.
Like the Shaggy song.
Yeah, they just turned it back on. But I've been worried about it. Like, I want to. There's something called a VPN that blocks your...
Oh, yeah.
It blocks your IP address so you can BitTorrent and not get caught, but it costs $10 a month, and it just seems like a paradox to pay $10 a month to steal.
Yeah, that's true. Why are you going to fucking play it? We got the joke, and it didn't go good.
Shaggy, you guys like Shaggy, right?
You're a dick, man.
Come on. There's a taste of what? Late 90s, I guess, or mid 90s?
That was 2000. That song was 2000.
Was it?
Yeah.
Really?
The towers are still up, I think.
Well, if it was the mid 90s, the towers were still up too, Johnny. They didn't go up in 98 and fall 2001.
I know they got bombed in like 92, 93.
93 was when that truck blew up. I remember that. I remember just watching it. I was 10 years old.
It was 2001, John.
There you go.
Good job.
And I was really confused as to why cartoons weren't on and why was there all this coverage
downtown. Yeah, when
you're a kid,
it's like, what the fuck? Oh, man.
Here we go. This is Chris. It's a Time Warner.
Oh, God.
It was them reading off my porn and me saying it wasn't me.
Oh, God. Nah, I did that one time where I watched porn, called the cable company, like, yo, somebody accidentally ordered this shit. Can you, like, take it off the bill? I just saw the one scene I wanted, and I was like, all right.
All right, I got what I need to get out of that.
Fuck yeah, son. Mate, way to stretch that bit. You went for it, paid off.
See?
You're happy now.
Oh, it's funny because Johnny was watching stretch porn, and that's what he was talking about.
What's stretch porn?
You know what it is. What does it sound like?
I don't fucking
just gaping,
know.
Gape porn. Gape.
All right, say gape, not stretch
I don't
porn.
Know what stretch
they call it like stretch class and shit like that.
What?
Yeah,
I never heard of this.
I think you're making shit up now, son.
I do not think so, but okay.
I've never heard that shit. It sounds like they having sex with like a rubber doll or something.
Yeah, Stretch Armstrong.
There you go. I didn't remember the name. Thank
Stretch
you.
Armstrong. That was the name, Johnny. You're welcome.
Thank you very
You're
much.
Very welcome.
Here you go. Evil Angel, Sasha Grey, Stretch Class.
She's back on the porn?
This is old.
Well.
But I heard she is back in porn, isn't she?
I don't know. I didn't hear that.
She should get back into porn. Was she DJing? Come
she's
on.
She's DJing.
Does she really want to be in the same category as Paris Hilton?
Not even, though. Like, I think she did, like, some shit where she took school kids. So that was kind of weird. I think once you do that, you can't really go
but
back to
porn. But
how
great fucking is?
I don't know, man. I don't judge anymore. I think Aurora Snow came back, too, after that heartfelt letter.
Oh,
she wrote
she really?
To a kid. I think so.
She had that regular writing gig, right?
Yeah. But there were new scenes up the other day on X Videos. I was like, oh, there you go.
Yeah, but they might. You never know.
Yeah, that's right.
It's old school, bro.
Also, whatchamacallit's doing a lot better. Christy Mack.
I saw that.
Good for her. God bless, little buddy.
Oh, she's going to make a bunch of money for her first porn back.
I don't think she's going to do porn anymore.
Really?
She might end up on The View next season. You never know, bro. They hiring anybody.
And here's our new...
Oh, wow. She is looking a lot better than she did here.
That's, anything's an improvement at that point.
Christy Mack was the crap we talked about her about, I guess, a month ago, maybe a little more. She was the porn star that got almost beat to death by her...
Don Cheadle.
Not Don Cheadle. By Warhammer. Warhammer, no,
War Machine.
He's an MMA guy. And, he really did a number on her.
He does alpha male shit. That includes beating women, apparently.
Yeah, getting, I don't know, life sentences. That's alpha male stuff right there.
He didn't even man up and fucking end it.
Yeah, I really thought that was going to end in
a
suicide.
That's what I figured. If I would have bet money on that, I would have lost, because that's how you usually do it if you're a real dude.
All right, he's probably going to be raping dudes in jail, right? I mean, he's
monstrous. That bullshit about people like, oh, he's going to have a hard time in prison. He's a fucking professional fighter. He'll be fine. If anything, he might join one of the gangs.
That's true.
It's like fucking, it's his choosing. He can either be Aryan Nation, maybe a Chicano gang.
I was talking to a buddy of mine, actually.
You were talking to War Machine?
I was like, yo, stay up, brother. Stay up, bro. No, I saw him earlier today, and I was just like, it was kind of funny how Christy Mack's videos were at the top of all the most viewed porn sites.
That's
right
how
after
you
she got her
get
ass
well,
whooped.
Bro. It's like she's a bad bitch, though.
I could do it after I saw this photo right here.
You couldn't beat off to that?
No, I couldn't.
Because you remember as a victim?
Yeah.
I closed my eyes half.
I will watch the first porn she does when she gets back. I'm sure she'll get back.
I don't think she's going to get back into porn, man. She has a lot more avenues now.
Like what?
She could actually go into mainstream films or like a TV show or some shit.
Sasha Gray was the last one to try that. Didn't work out for her.
What kind of TV show do you think she'd be in?
Celebrity fucking Big Brother, maybe?
You think I can see her on Big Brother.
See?
Yeah, Big Brother, yeah.
The Bachelor.
Okay. Like, oh my God, here's this former porn star trying to make right. And then that guy's
that
like,
that VH1 show, Dating Naked, they're coming back for season 2.
Oh, yeah, that show's awesome. All right, you're making a lot of sense. She just goes mainstream because now everyone feels sorry for her because her crazy MMA boyfriend almost beat her to death.
She can fucking find Jesus and make mad money off of that. Start touring and shit.
Her name is out there.
Touring.
Start touring. <whatnot. coughs> I like this, Johnny. You should be managing her career.
I wish I could, son, but I don't want War Machine coming after me. I might
War
have
Machine
to shoot
ain't never getting out of prison, bro.
That's what they
he'll
all
probably
say.
Get out in 10 years.
Yo, he could escape from jail. That kid that shot up the school fucking escaped last week. Remember, 19-year-old kid?
TJ Lane. The kid who he shot up a school.
That's nuts.
And then this is why people might remember him, that he, at the hearing.
I'm a killer.
He took off his shirt and he had a white t-shirt on and said killer on it.
Yeah.
And then he gave the finger to the parents of the kids he killed and said he masturbates to the memory of killing them.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a video of him doing that with Stone Cold's music over it. I don't remember who would do that.
I would have put Cameron music over that because he had the killer shit on. Yeah, but
he escaped from prison.
He escaped from prison, dude.
With like a 42-year-old dude and some other youngster.
But he escaped. He wasn't in a prison though. He was in a mental institution.
No, man, he was in prison. There's no way he got mental time for that shit.
He jumped the fence.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Allen Oakwood Correctional Institution. Yeah, but how do you jump a prison fence and you're just out?
Well, I don't know,
42-year-old dude probably coached him on that. I don't know how that dude got involved with those youngsters, but that is what that is.
You know, I know these are all terrible people, but you got to root for the guys in the prison scape, right?
No, you definitely do.
I know it's a terrible piece of shit. Yeah, but you do.
No,
they're the underdog in the situation. When they were killing all those unarmed people, then it was fucked up. You root for the guy hiding behind the desk. But now he's got the entire government chasing after him. You got to root for the underdog.
I'm rooting for them to get far enough, but close enough where they have to fucking use force and shit to hit him.
Who are those
guys? Just shoot him down.
The two guys who like jumped, those guys I was really rooting for because they like jumped stories down, multiple jumps. I think there was a Mexican guy and a black guy. The Mexican guy got caught 2 days later.
In Jersey?
But then the black guy got caught in Mexico.
That makes sense. That's pretty funny. He's like, they're not going to look for me here.
He got to Mexico, realized he couldn't do anything because he spoke zero words of Spanish and had no money, and called Al Sharpton collect. I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
He actually called Al.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened. And he negotiated his
surrender.
Surrender, yeah.
There was some diehard shit a couple years ago with some Russians that they got out of jail via helicopter and shit. That
happened
badass.
In Canada, like this year.
That's badass, too.
Oh, yeah, but wasn't it on the second attempt?
They
tried
it once
and got thwarted. They tried it once, didn't work, and then the second time, it actually worked.
Yeah, because I've heard shit where, like, dudes, like, sneak out the fucking laundry van. I'm surprised that actually works.
I thought that only happened in cartoons and comic books.
That's what I thought so, too, but they've actually done it once or twice. I'm like, fuck.
I like it, bro.
I mean, that's got to be where it comes from, right?
I guess.
Oh, wow, there's a Wikipedia article called List of Helicopter Prison Escapes.
Just count. How many have there been? The successful ones.
The green ones are successful, right?
Green ones, I guess, are successful. So two in the 70s.
Three,
then
in
the
America.
80s, in the 80s, a lot in the 80s,
ten.
And a lot in America.
Motherfuckers didn't have fucking choppers like that back
one,
in the day.
One, two, three, four, five, six successful in the 80s, and of those, three were in the United States.
Wow.
I love it, man.
It's pretty badass.
The 90s, there was a good amount, too. Well, there was less in the 90s. There was four successful in the world, five successful in the world, two in America, one in Canada. It's, you know what's kind of weird? They really try escaping from prison in helicopters a lot in France for some reason.
That's not, maybe more people have
access to helicopters.
Yeah.
Just rich motherfuckers in France with helicopters. There's actually I saw something. There's like an Uber for helicopter. Right? There's an Uber for everything now. You know,
get the fuck out of here.
But yeah, so let me see if I could find it.
Is it cheap?
I really don't know. I saw an ad for it.
Yo, if it's like $500 for 3 hours, I'd take a bitch on a helicopter ride. That's mad romantic, yo.
Yeah, it's called Blade. It's a helicopter booking app.
That's a vampire movie.
It's $2,500 to load a helicopter, which I guess four people, to go to like the Hamptons, which doesn't seem that bad.
$2,500 for four people, that's what, like $250?
One of those tours around the city where you're only in the thing for like 20 minutes and it goes around and you don't really go anywhere, yeah. It's like $400.
Oh, wow.
So, and that's like for one person.
I know people do that shit on Valentine's
Day. So this is $575 a piece and you get to go to and from like a place.
Yeah, I would, if I'm figuring if I'm paying that much, it's going to fucking take me somewhere. It's like...
That's what I'm saying. You spend $200 to go around Manhattan, not actually go anywhere, and end up in the exact same place.
Yeah, but that's
so
only
it's really
one,
not that bad of a deal.
But you're paying $2,500 for one way. It ain't taking you back the other way, right?
No, I think it's round trip.
Oh, that's not. Yeah, that's kind of cool, I guess.
I mean, this is just one thing. Like I said, it's Uber. I'm sure you have to fly off hours or when they're not using the fucking helicopter to usher tourists around.
Mm.
And obviously, if it's raining, you're fucked. You can't really take a helicopter up in the rain or a storm, although... The Sci-Fi Channel will have you believe you can fly it into a Sharknado and explode it.
Stupid Sharknado. Shit's making money, though. They got a third one coming out for next year. Good for them.
I mean, it's not making that Minecraft money, son.
Yeah, ain't nothing making Minecraft.
Minecraft sold for $2.5 billion to Microsoft today.
What the fuck?
That seems low.
Fuck.
It does seem low, except for when you think about the fact that Minecraft doesn't make that much money. There's
and
no ads.
It's not expensive
but
to make either, though, right?
But most... Nothing that sells for billions of dollars anymore makes money. Nothing like
true.
What Snapchat's value like $10 billion.
I think Snapchat's valuation went down recently because
to $7 billion.
Who cares?
I mean, give me a like. Snapchat is there's no way for it to make money. It doesn't make money. It operates at a loss. It's ridiculous. It's just for kids to send their pictures of their genitals to each other. At least
that's important.
At least Minecraft. I mean, it's a video game. You're doing something with it. I guess it teaches kids things.
Well,
I don't know.
It teaches kids coding. I think it's actually. I think Minecraft is an awesome thing. And I'll tell you, kids. I was in like a pharmacy the other day. You know, they have that toy aisle.
Yeah.
Why?
You know, all like Rite Aids have like a small toy aisle.
Yeah. Why were you in it?
It's 5 feet from the register.
Okay.
So I saw this kid online in front of me. His eyes just bogged out because he saw Minecraft action figures. He was hyped about Minecraft action figures, which look like they're just boxy. They look like Lego guys.
Yeah, I've seen those shits before. Yeah.
Kids fucking love Minecraft. So maybe it is low, but...
It's profitable, though, out of anything. Like, I'm pretty sure that's going to make more bank than fucking Snapchat ever
did. If somebody offered you $2.5 billion for a thing, would you take it?
Yes, please. Just take, so, give me, take so, for whatever. I don't care. So just give me the money.
You say it seems low, but it wasn't like there was a bidding war. The reason why Snapchat is worth so much is because people kept offering more money, and they kept turning it down.
I think it got that low of a price, too, because it's like bare bone. It looks like it's 8, 16-bit, something like that. It's not high quality.
But that's the point of it.
Yeah, but that's so you can pay low for it.
But it's not 8-bit. It looks like this is like, you know, almost Nintendo 64 graphics. You know what I mean? It's still 3D rendered. I don't know much about it, but I do know that kids are like learning how to build servers so they can big up their Minecraft world.
Wow, that's fucking nuts.
Yeah, like
I'm all about big upping things. I love doing that.
It's just weird what you can get. I don't know. Like kids have like that's an educational toy.
Technically, it is,
and
yeah.
It's like not shitty. Like, do you remember, like, shitty educational toys when we were kids?
I had some fucking, it was a smart box. It was like a square, triangle, and a
That's
circle.
That's a girl with glasses on.
Oh, boy. But you actually, bum. Oof. I forgot what I was going to say.
You had a smart box.
What's on the sheet? That was fucking bad.
What was your toy? What was your smart box
what
toy?
What was the smart box?
It was some shit. You put the VHS tape on, and you had to click square, triangle. Fucking rectangle
yeah,
that's shit.
Fucking terrible. And like yeah.
That was a Christmas. I wanted a Nintendo that year, and that's what they got me. I was like, you motherfucker.
No, it's better than Nintendo, if you ask me.
I asked my mom a ton of times for like I guess a chemistry set. She wouldn't buy it for me. She was like, you're going to burn down the house. But then I realized like she just thought I was going to make a mess because there was like powders.
Yeah. Oh, you into that chemistry shit? That's
yeah,
cool.
I thought it would be cool. But, you know, she stifled my creativity. Now I'm a bum.
I think I had a chemistry set when I was young.
Fuck you!
I was a kid. But I didn't learn anything. I didn't do anything with it. It was, you know, whatever. Science is stupid.
Yeah, but your dad also took you to the Intrepid to see Lex Luger body slam Yokozuna.
Oh, that's pretty true. Badass, bro.
I learned a lot more there than that stupid chemistry set.
I'm just saying,
you're talking
about
how shitty your childhood was. I wanted to do both of those things really badly and didn't do either of them.
Looks like I got one up on BK Chris.
Well, yeah, so that's hard to do, G.
Yeah, I'm going to big up
fantastic childhood.
That fucking fairy tale you came from. Yeah.
That's right, baby. Castle in the sky. You're listening to High Society Radio, but you know that already because you download the podcast. Go to our Twitter at HS Radio Show, at HS Radio Show. You'll find all sorts of interesting things about us. We also have an Instagram, Instagram.com/High Society Radio.
Now, I haven't checked the Instagram in a while. Is there another picture of a beer bottle with something sitting next to it?
You could go check out the Instagram right now. There was a picture put up over the weekend.
Yo, can you do, like, Instagram pictures where it's black and white, but the rose is still red?
I don't know, maybe, probably.
Yo, do that shit with, like, an empty beer bottle and a fucking rose sticking out of it and a Tupac picture next to it.
I got to buy a rose and I got to get a Tupac picture, but sure. I'll
lend you one. I got a bunch.
Really? That's weird. It's weird that you have so many Tupac pictures.
He's coming back, bro.
I guess.
That's Black Elvis right there.
Oh, we're international ballers. It's a bottle of Macallan. And a euro.
And
€10 note.
Oh,
yeah,
10 euro.
Yeah, right?
Shit,
that's like
son?
$14.
That's hot.
Damn.
See?
I always wanted a bottle of Macallan. My mom wouldn't buy me one.
How much is
fucked
that?
Up.
she wouldn't do shit for you,
damn,
bro.
Damn, that's some fucking hard shit.
Damn, bro.
Macallan's is all right. I've had it before. Nice little burn.
Oh, yeah, Scotch. The Scottish people are getting independence. You think their whiskey's going to suffer?
Is that actually going down?
I don't think they should do it, though.
Was the vote today, or is it this week?
I thought it was Tuesday.
Yeah, maybe it's tomorrow.
I don't think
we'll
they should
out.
Fucking do it, though. They're going to fuck
Maybe they'll
dude.
Finally get a Scotchtoberfest going.
So now everyone's... On, we're going to sound like idiots on Friday when this gets released, because we won't know what happened with Scotland.
We also don't even know if Johnny won his fantasy game yet.
I know.
It shouldn't be so hard this week. It should go fine. It should go fine.
Some tells me it's going to go terribly wrong.
Probably with my
I'm
love.
Sure Nick Foles is going to get injured, break both his arms, and then T.Y. Hilton's going to get arrested on the field. No,
oh,
he'll get arrested
God.
On the field. He'll be
the
running.
Last Boy Scout and shit.
Yeah, exactly. He'll pull up blades. Love that. What an awesome scene. That's what's going to happen tonight on Monday Night Football.
Oh, God, no.
Even though you're listening to this on a Friday. So when both these things come true, when Nick Foles breaks both his arms and T.Y. Hilton kills himself on the field, your mind's going to be blown.
Well, somebody's is, according to your fucking account of the situation.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Now, I was talking to Johnny over the weekend about fantasy, and he said, Chris, let's see. If two men commit a murder-suicide, is that gay? Or do you think they were gay for... Like you don't know anything about the dudes, right? Like, you read this news story...
Are there zombies?
No.
Are they stockbrokers?
Two dudes. They're just two dudes.
You're reading the newspaper, and you see two men committed... Like, there's no details, there's no note. Two men committed murder-suicide, and their bodies were found. Do you think it's gay? Or do you think they were banging each other?
I think there's a very good chance that they're gay and banging each other.
Yeah,
or they're gay and scared to bang each other.
Why would you kill another dude and then yourself in the same room? Matter of fact, in the same fucking house.
I mean, just something about the words murder-suicide just screams crime of passion to me.
Oh, yeah. Benoit did it. He loved his wife at some point. And the kid.
I mean, look at it. We were surprised that War Machine, just a little while ago, we were surprised that War Machine didn't off himself, and he was fucking Christy Mack at some point.
There you go. That's a crime of passion, bro. That's two dudes doing that is pretty gay.
So it is gay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's definitely gay. Nah, I'm just saying if 100%. You're giving me nothing else to go on, two dudes murder suicide, I'm going to say probably gay.
All right.
See, like in what situation would it not be gay? See, you got to
think about
this.
If you took a swing at me and I overreacted and stabbed you and you died and I was scared of jail and killed myself.
Look gay though.
It would look gay to others. I'm saying it looks gay to me.
Like if you killed me in your crib, your neighbor like, yo, he was a weird cat though. Like I don't know.
I guess he was gay.
He had cats and shit. I never seen no chicken.
I have one cat. A
man, weird son. You killing another dude.
B, I would easily be able to get rid of your body. I've got plenty of friends. You're not that big of a dude.
I weigh a little bit. You'd have to cut it up.
I've got a pretty big bathtub.
Damn, dude. I seen your bath. It ain't that big. I think my bathtub.
Big enough for you. You're pretty short, boss.
Yeah, you thought about that, haven't you? You're fat.
I mean, now just if you want to murder a dude, you're gay. Like, this is completely
kill
changed.
Someone gay.
Yeah, son.
You get in a fist fight, gay.
You touch his face?
I guess if you just interact with
War Machine was gay then.
Yeah, I guess
that's why he was so upset when he was living a lie with Christy Mack.
If you interact with another man, you're gay. Everyone's gay.
Nah, yeah,
see, here's a picture of Obama putting a medal on a soldier. That seems kind of gay, right? Because he's interacting with a man, right?
You're decorating another man.
Yeah, you're decorating a man.
Breathing on his neck like that? That old dude went through enough. Breathing on his neck like that?
That's a good point. That old dude did go through enough.
This is we're breaking a lot of new ground tonight.
Guys, Saudi Radio.
Learning a lot. We introduced probably some people to other kin.
Yeah, that you got to get off of that shit,
no,
dude.
No, I'm obsessed with it.
That's terrible. Like, you're going to act that shit out, I think.
No, the best is their arguments for why, like, because people will post things like, they'll have, like, an AMA on Reddit. Yeah. I'm another kid, ask me. People are like, how come nobody's ever a fucking slug or a rat? And, like, the guys will have answers like, think about it. If you were a slug, would you really want to write about it on the internet? You only want to write about it.
That's an actual response to that shit?
It's fantastic.
That's insane.
How old are the people writing these things?
Like, 16.
Well, yeah, right. So 16-year-old kids.
But older, there's older ones. There's like fat old nerds.
You know what? People say that. I don't really think there's a lot of shit for 16-year-old kids to do. With all the dumb shit they do now,
dude,
I don't think there's much.
I think it's just this. There's just a lot of focus. Like all right, like anytime a kid gets bullied and fights back, it's like a viral campaign. Like I think there's just this pressure to be special in some way.
Oh, dude,
and everybody can't be special. There's just like an overwhelming pressure to be unique. So you get kids who are saying, you'll find things on the internet, kids self-diagnosing themselves with schizophrenia. That's where the headmates thing comes in, where they're saying they're talking to Doctor Who and shit.
Mm-hmm.
When they're really just sad, fucking pubescent kids who should probably take a boxing class or learn how to cook. You know what I mean?
Cut class every once in a while. I tell the kids that shit all the time. Yo, it's Friday. Go home early, son.
You know, get their pussy filled and or dick wet by somebody their own age.
Yeah, that would be nice. I'm not co-signing that like that. Hopefully they use protection.
It was they should use protection.
Yeah.
There's going to be there's going to be male birth control soon, right?
I don't trust it.
Why not?
I mean, like, you have to wait, what, it's like a shot or something?
Yeah.
I have to, like, wait a couple of years to make sure no one gets pregnant off of it, because I just don't trust it. Like,
you don't think it's 100%?
I don't trust it, Johnny.
You need, like, what, the 20-year rule, right? With any shit like that, you need 20-year rule. After 20 years, you know if it works.
I don't think it's 20 years. What they're doing is it seems like they're just caulking up your vas deferens. It's an injection.
What's that, French motherfucker?
Vas deferens is the tubes that connect your balls to your cock.
Just say tubes.
They're called the vas deferens. That's what they're called. I learned that from South Park 15 years ago.
Does semen still come out?
Yeah, I think so. Because when you have a vasectomy, semen still comes out.
So wait, it kills the sperm then?
No, it blocks,
it just blocks the sperm. Semen comes
that
from your prostate.
That doesn't seem safe. Now and then you just jizz is just building up inside of you. It's going to explode.
Okay. That doesn't happen to people who... No, like you end up just digesting it, so it's gay, right, Johnny?
Yeah. Oh, my God, that is gay. God, oh, male birth control is gay. Oh, no.
Same with vasectomies. That's what happens. If you just, like, you know, you ever just hold your cock and then nothing comes out?
I never had. Yeah. It was a long time
You're
ago.
You're digesting cum, you fucking homo.
Get out of here.
Damn,
what?
It's so gay.
That's where do you think it goes? Does it disappear?
Don't it like, it puffs out like.
A fucking fairy kin doesn't come in and just fucking make your cum disappear.
Fairy kin?
I can't believe I'm gay now. This is crazy. I guess I'm going to start blowing dudes then.
It makes sense,
know.
Bro. You'll just have a night out on the town.
Sure, right. I'm okay. All right, you know what? I'm not going to get down on it. I'm just, I'm going to accept it. You know, and have a good time with that. I'm going to beat myself up over it.
Oh, man.
But they're saying it's working pretty well in baboons.
All right.
That's
male birth control. But the thing that's good about it, they've tried to have male birth control pills several times.
I thought they
and
had
every
that
time,
a
dudes
ago.
Grow tits.
Pfizer came out with that when right after Viagra,
yeah,
a couple years
but
after.
But every single time, it lowers testosterone and dudes grow tits.
Ah. This shit doesn't affect your testosterone levels, though.
No, because it's just an injection. It's like they're just caulking up
the tubes.
It's literally
like a fucking cock block.
Yeah, they're just
right?
blocking
See
up the pipes.
See what I did there?
They're blocking.
Good shit.
But, yeah, maybe, yeah, it's a cock block. But it's a vas deferens block, Johnny.
God damn it, yo. Oh, man. You think your fucking insurance will cover that shit?
I mean, it's for men, so a bunch of people on the internet say yes.
Hopefully.
I read a bunch of women on the internet say that if men had to take birth control, it would be covered by insurance. So I tend to believe women when they say things like that.
Okay.
So free cock injections for us. It's gonna be great, guys. You down for it? You ready, Stanley?
I guess.
Somebody got to hold your dick, though. They're going to shoot it up, right?
Yeah, probably. I would imagine a doctor.
Probably a dude. It's a dude who does it. It's actually specified only men could do this
Don't
procedure.
You have a female doctor, Johnny?
Yeah, I do. I love it. I just love the awkwardness. I like to cough when I'm in the office naked. She's like,
are you supposed to do that? Isn't that how they check for hernia?
I don't even have to be naked. I just take my shit off and chill and start coughing everywhere. It's mad awkward in there. I love it.
It's weird, Johnny.
Yeah, fuck it.
It just got awkward in here.
I pay with my insurance money. I fucking work hard for it, bro. I can have some kind of fun.
By sexually harassing.
It's not sexually harassing. She has to fucking check. I'm like, yo, I got a lump right here. Check it.
Sir, that's just a penis.
That's your nipple.
She still got to touch it. She got to inspect that shit. I'm not that prostate age yet, so hopefully by the time we get that age, it ain't the finger anymore. I'm surprised they don't do the scans. They have to have that down the road, right?
But they're not. It's probably not a good idea. Your prostate is the most likely part in a male body to get cancer.
Yeah.
It's probably not a good idea for them to use radiation to test to see if you have prostate cancer.
That's a good point.
Of course it is, Johnny. Of course it is. So it's a finger in the ass for everyone in this room.
Jesus Christ.
When does that start? 35?
40.
No, 40 is colonoscopy.
Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah,
damn, 35?
Yeah, bro.
That's a robot fucking your asshole. That's what that is.
That's the best I've ever heard it explained.
You got to take that, son.
Oh. Do they use thumbs or is it like two fingers
or
one finger?
It's one finger.
It's a machine.
It's one finger.
It's a machine.
It's a machine. It's a gate machine. It's like a fucking Simon or whatever.
It's your own personal
Simeon.
Simeon.
You're making gate porn.
You gotta just sit on a Simeon. You just fucking made it weird, son, and enjoyable at the same time. Good for you, bro.
That's the perfect way to be. Like, this is kind of weird, but I like it. So I'm gonna keep doing it.
That's one of the perks of being a doctor.
Fuck, yeah, man.
General physicians are pretty underpaid compared to surgeons. So
yeah,
just fingering
assholes. Make a lot of money in this fucking country, though.
Well, I mean, they're opening up your body and tinkering with things.
And playing with your body, like your insides.
And, and you don't die.
They're just a mechanic, really, if you think about it.
No, they're not just a mechanic.
That's what they're
at all. Not
they
at all.
They overcharge your shit.
Here's the thing. I could change oil and a fuse, like in a car. That's pretty simple mechanic shit.
I could
change a tire. That's pretty simple mechanic shit. You know what I can't do? Fucking fuck with your heart.
Have you tried?
If next time you have a boil or something... Come to my house and I will lance it for free.
Well,
let's see if you're willing to do that.
Dealt
no
with
whiskey.
Boils. I trust you with that shit. So you got your experience on that.
I don't know what you're referring to at all.
Oh, I know what he's talking about, and you do too, Chris. Don't lie.
I mean, I boil pasta. Is that a racist comment?
Oh,
all right.
Boy.
Why did you make me put blurred lines on the topic sheet? Because I still am dumbfounded by it.
Robin Thicke has admitted that he actually did not have anything to do with writing Blurred Lines. He was in the other room high on Vicodin and getting drunk while Pharrell Williams was writing it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we all could have guessed that.
No. I read that GQ article. He said he and Pharrell wrote the song.
You read a GQ article?
I'm constantly reading GQ.
You don't seem
GQ?
Like their target demo.
Oh, I am.
What They're the like, fuck does that mean?
It's called Gentleman's Quarterly, Johnny.
He's trying to put me down,
he's
Johnny.
He's mad dark and brooding.
I thought I was doing a good job.
Thank you. He's just lashing out because he hates himself.
If his fucking eyes are any wider, I think he'd be Japanese, bro. Look at that hairstyle.
Thank you.
It's GQ all the way, bro.
There's some dude that works at Sirius. Not at Sirius, but in the building that Sirius is in. Looks like Old Boy. That guy's he's like an Asian dude with like Old Boy's haircut. I'm like, I just want to hang out with that guy.
Just get into hammer fights.
Hell yeah. I wonder if anyone ever tells him, yo, you got Old Boy's haircut, bro.
I don't think anybody would go up to an Asian dude and say, you look like Old Boy.
People would do that.
No, but he wears.
I bet people say to him, hey, yo, Old Boy, in the streets, like all the time. Think
so. He wears like a black suit and like a white shirt, and he has like the Old Boy haircut. It's awesome. It's a great look.
That's all he fucking wears.
If I were an Asian dude, I would have the Old Boy look, without a doubt. I would carry a hammer.
You should just carry a hammer anyway.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Just fucking eat dumplings all day.
You should just wear a Hawaiian shirt with a wife beater and with like a hammer and a gun holster. That'd be dope. You should just do that.
You know what? Sounds like a good idea.
That's funny.
You're making a lot of sense to me.
Shit, man.
Did you see the new Old Boy by Spike Lee with Josh Brolin?
Did anybody see that?
I don't think anyone saw it. I mean, I think it's on Netflix. I never gave it a shot.
This is a pretty good look.
It's a dope look.
I think he was in that movie with Scarlett Johansson.
Lucy?
Yeah. That was him, right?
You saw that?
No, I didn't see it. I didn't have time for that shit neither.
I guess that guy's Old Boy's Korean. I guess. I know the movie's Korean, but I guess the actor is too.
So it was the incest, right? Spoiler alert.
Don't spoil it for people. I mean, that's the ending of the goddamn movie. Hot though, right?
Yeah, son. Yo, I fucking overflowed in my pants. It was a little embarrassing. I was like, damn, that's your daughter, dog? You sloshed that down? Damn, B.
Oof. The entire time?
And then the crazy shit was he remember at the end, he got it hooked up to where he didn't give a fuck anymore and he was still doing it. That's what I took as implied.
That was one of the ways you could take it, that he got his memory erased and his tongue cut out.
You can kind of say he's hammering that pussy. Right. Hell yeah, son.
We don't know. We don't see what happened.
His
been a
baby
sequel.
Girl.
Yeah, I know.
Just bang.
I know. He took that down.
DDP'd that shit. Bang.
The Old Boy remake lost quite a bit of money.
How much did it make and how much did it cost to make and how much did it make?
Cost $30 million, which isn't that much money by today's standards, right? Yeah. Worldwide... almost $5 million.
What, worldwide?
Worldwide.
Oh my God.
That's.
I mean, yeah.
Jesus.
Spike hasn't had a hit in a minute though.
What was his last big movie? Was 25th Hour, I guess, right?
I guess.
No, Inside Man.
Was that big?
Yeah. That movie was alright. It was alright.
It was good.
Though, mind you, the white guys got away with it. That was the fucking twist of the whole movie.
Good. I like when white guys get away with things. Gives me hope. One day I'll get away with something, anything. I don't know what it could be, but.
God damn.
Inside Man did make a lot of money.
See?
Yeah, it was a good
movie.
So
I didn't see it because it sounded like a gay porn.
Well, there you go.
We're all very worried about being gay on this show.
Yeah.
I'm fucking frightened.
To the point we won't kill each other.
Well, this way we keep creating podcasts for the people out there.
Yeah.
God forbid anyone thinks we're gay.
Yeah, go find nobody's body in my house, B.
I bet.
Maybe a broad's, right?
Right? Am I right? I kill women because I'm straight.
I feel like there's probably been some weird gay dudes that killed women, right?
Nah, I've never
What about
heard
Buffalo
of it?
Bill?
Worder.
But he had a reason for it. He wanted to be a woman.
So he wanted to make a woman's suit.
Yeah, there you go. I'm just saying, you trying to make me rationalize the shit, I'm giving you fucking facts. Hashtag.
Well, I thought the hashtag goes before facts.
Whatever, son. I'm too old for that shit.
You are getting pretty old, Johnny.
Fuck yeah, so I got the grays. The kids point that out.
Well, these Sundays are aging you fast.
Oh,
not
man.
Going well for you.
Yeah, I got mad gray fucking beard hairs. It's getting weird.
They say you got to worry when it gets on your nuts. I ain't got no gray nuts.
I heard that if you take B12 sublingually, you won't get as many gray hairs. That's what I heard.
Sublingually means snorting it?
Yes.
Well, sign me up then. Sounds good. Oh, boy.
I'm kind of nervous, bro. I just need 30 points. Yeah, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it is.
It is a lot.
I'm mad nervous.
Shit the bed tonight.
Shit.
Yeah, I thought Kaepernick, my brother had me. All he needed was Kaepernick to get like 2 or 3 TDs. He had it on the first fucking play. I'm like, oh, I'm fucked. He had a shit night. I'm like, cool. I'm still in this shit.
Yeah.
But I was like, wait, it's 30 points. I'm like, how the fuck did I lose points? The Patriots D got me like 24.
Yeah, they dominated.
It's a good time, son.
It is a good time. And this was a good time, guys.
Terrible. It was awful.
I guess we all learned that we're all terribly afraid of being considered gay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that just shows that we're not part of gentrification. Degentrification X.
What it up? The only way I'm going out is a sharky team.
I feel like gay communities are very closely associated with gentrification.
A female shark?
Yeah. Make sure, like, shark got a vagina, let that shit eat me, son. Be good.
Oh, but if a shark had a dick and ate you, that'd be gay.
Hell yeah. I'm in a shark's mouth. It's a boy shark. Not me, dog.
Boy shark.
I love it. Oh, good God.
There's a video somewhere on the internet of a bunch of animals, like scavengers, eating a hippo. And then a male lion just comes up and just eats the dick.
What?
Yeah, just I'll find it and show it to
Where
you next week.
Where the fuck are you coming from
it's
with
a
that?
Gay lion.
When you're talking about it, like, that's a gay-ass lion.
That's OD, like, left field type shit.
I'll post it on, like, Reddit or Twitter this week. Yeah, it's just it's a weird video. It's, like, 10 minutes long. Just animal, and then this lion comes up, shoos away all the animals, just eats this hippopotamus's cock and runs away.
Jesus.
That's a gay lion.
Yeah.
He wasn't fucking around. He's like, I can have the rest. I just want the best.
Jesus
Damn.
Christ. There's a lion out there just attacking other animals' penises. I mean, I guess
that is not cool, lion. Not biting an animal dick.
And if it gets a taste for human dick, we all better watch out.
Yeah, son. Fucking Henny's like, yo, dog, you got a dick in your mouth, man.
Exactly.
That'd be a great, like, we were talking about like Nigerian movies a few weeks ago. Yeah. That'd be a great Nigerian horror movie, just a lion biting dicks off.
That'd
in some
be,
village.
I wouldn't watch that shit. That'd be mad scary, son.
It's terrible. Gay lion just devouring penis wherever it goes.
Shit, that shit don't even make me want to go to the park right now. That shit might be roaming the city parks looking for dick.
You're making a good point. We better stay right here.
I used to watch Jaws. And I used to be scared to take a shit afterwards. It made no fucking sense, but it's in your mind like that shit might pop up.
You know, I never saw Jaws.
You fucking lying.
I never saw Jaws.
You're lying.
I've never seen that movie.
That's crazy.
You're
How
bullshit.
Could you have never seen Jaws?
I just never saw it.
That's
you
wild.
You fucking used to listen to these other shows and that never made you want to watch fucking Jaws?
I mean, I thought about watching Jaws. I just never have.
You gotta watch
it.
Jaws.
I got it on DVD, dog. I'll lend it to you.
I gotta like find the plug to my DVD player. I haven't watched a DVD in years.
It's all
fucking
about the cloud,
rip it.
Bro.
Watch it on YouTube. I'm pretty sure they have the whole movie on YouTube.
I really, Steven Spielberg is quite litigious. I really doubt the entire
movie. Oh my God,
movie Jaws,
rent
so.
It off Amazon. I'm sure it's up there.
That's like $4,
all right, look,
B.
Look, we're out. All right. This is just ending on a sad note.
Why? I never saw Jaws.
Hit up our Twitter at HS Radio Show. reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. More like radio.com, more like radio network. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn. Must say goodbye.